A Proper Woman by Lillian Beckwith. Read by Hannah Gordon. Chapter 1. When she reached the path that led to the corrie, Anna Matheson paused, steadying her quick breathing as she scanned the meandering sheep track up which she had just climbed. Below, the glen, spread with outcrops of bare rock and sad patches of spring-burned heather, looked desolate as it swooped to meet the relatively fertile area of crofting land, where the low stone-built houses of the crofters with their assortment of outbuildings ranged themselves in a random way to overlook the bay. Some of the houses were huddled together, the result of crofts having been apportioned into smaller and yet smaller units so as to ensure an equal division of inheritance among a family of sons. Others stood in comparative isolation, as if proclaiming that for one reason or another their owners had wished to distance themselves from their neighbours. Anna's own home was such a one. Her eyes picked it out and dwelt on it with distaste. A slouch of a house, she'd always thought it, its walls showing no trace of the regular lime-washing which neatened the other homesteads. Stained dark with the neglect of years, it looked as if it might only recently have heaved itself out from its surround of puddled earth. Rejecting it, she shivered, and pulling her shawl more cosily around her shoulders as a defence against the increasingly restive breeze, let her gaze move slowly over the crofts. Their individual boundaries, identifiable only by piecemeal earth and stone dykes, which themselves straggled uphill, until they gave way to the sturdy post-and-wire fence erected by the authorities to separate the cultivated land from the common grazing of the moors.